Moncrief on News Talk.
We are going to move on to an article that I read in the Irish Examiner. As a woman, it's likely that you have been exposed to some level of misogyny during your adult years, be it assumptions about your personality, unwanted comments or attention on your physical appearance. And a columnist for the Irish Examiner, Jennifer Horgan, is unpacking this misogyny in her latest article titled, I hate to say this, but I hope my daughters will have small breasts. And Jennifer is joining me now. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Hi, Stephanie. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thanks for writing the article. For people who haven't read it, do you want to just talk us through, first of all, why you wrote it and then what the article contains?
Yes, I was kind of thinking about Simon Harris's wish recently, which, you know, when he said that he would love Ireland to be the best place to be a child in the world. And I was just sort of thinking about that and I was thinking, yeah, what would I wish for my child? And it reminded me of a poem by Philip Larkin. I don't know, do you know it? Where he talks about, what's it called again? Born Yesterday. And he talks about, yes, he talks about wishing for his friend's daughter to be ordinary. And I've always loved that poem, but I started thinking more about it. And I was like, well, would he write that for a boy? And then I was kind of going down that road and I was like, you know, there is part of me that agrees with him because actually for a girl, it's maybe easier to be ordinary, to not be extraordinary, because we see how such women are treated. And then I came to the final thought of, God, in a way, wouldn't it be easier for them if they had a smaller chest? And I hated myself for thinking it. And it's not something I agree with. But the fact that I thought it, I think, is true of my experience as, you know, a girl and a young woman in Ireland in the 90s and noughties. And you know, I think there's a reality to it.
I completely understand the feeling of like, oh God, this is an awful thing to wish for,
yes,
for my child. But I, you know, we see, like, name any extraordinary, in inverted commas, Irish woman. Like, we see it now with Rashida Adeleke. We've, yes, seen it with Sinead O'Connor. We've seen it with so many women that the minute they dare to go above any sort of level, they are, yes, immediately criticised, judged, held to a different standard than their male counterparts who do the same thing.
That is absolutely true. I think particularly for leaders as well, you know, like, and you see political leaders are, yeah, as you say, anyone in the media, anyone who puts their, is willing to tell their story and to give their opinion, they are absolutely ripped to shreds in a way that men aren't.
And then talk about this one thing that does differentiate us often from men, the fact that we have breasts, that somehow it is better or safer, at least for women, to have a smaller, yeah, chest. Talk about your experience.
Well, my experience, I suppose, is of somebody who didn't have a big chest, but I had friends who had a big chest and I was just envious of them. I really wanted to have a larger chest and I did the usual thing of stuffing my bra and all the rest of it. And through my teenage years, I just saw it as something I lacked. But in later years, when I actually chatted to them about it, explained to me that actually at the age of 13 or 14, they were having grown men look at them, you know, in a way, mm-hmm, that made them uncomfortable. They were constantly having to field attention that they didn't want. And they were, you know, one person in particular said to me that she felt kind of pushed into a sort of sexuality she wasn't ready for. So I think it does, you know, put a horrible pressure on a young girl who's only just about managing, you know, to find herself in the world. And it's not something, you know, I think we talk about. It's kind of not something we're comfortable talking about, it because it is, it feels like a kind of body shaming, you know, that you're commenting on. But I think it's important that we talk about these little things and the experience of being in a female body in the world, because it's not a judgment on the girls or the women. It's a judgment on how those bodies are being treated, looked at, perceived. And there was a study I referenced in the column where it was a Polish psychologist actually asked about 500 men and women, you know, how they responded to pictures of women with small to medium to larger breasts. And it came back that they associated the larger breasted women with probably being more open to casual sex, with probably having lower levels of intelligence, less likelihood of being faithful. All these awful judgments related to something.
Was that only the men or also the women?
No, interestingly, in this 500, it said men and women. There was a kind of a general
consensus
response. That was negative. Yeah.
So men and women both perceived women with larger breasts as less intelligent, less faithful, less diligent than the medium or small breasted women.
Yeah.
That's so depressing, isn't it? But it obviously shows that it's systemic and it's not just men who believe this. So it obviously is something, I don't know, is this a cultural thing?
I think so. I think it is. I think and it's probably, you know, it's fueled by everything in the culture. When you see attractive women in the media, they often, you know, they often will have, you know, we associate, I think, sexiness with bigger breasts. And so then we associate it with sexual activity. And then that, you know, I suppose in Ireland particularly, sex is, you know, loaded with a kind of moralism. So the only thing we can do, I think, to combat it is to name it and talk about it and be open about the experience. And I suppose, you know, I will be hugely passionate about sex education for boys and girls. And it was interesting, a few people got on to me about the article, and I noticed that they were often the fathers of girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought to myself, wonderful, obviously wonderful, but I would love to also hear from the parents of boys. You know, this isn't...
Of course, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It has to be, again, about...
It has
you know,
to be
boys
about,
and men
about
and,
both. And how we speak to men,
about
women.
Of course,
and
about both.
What were those parents saying to you?
They just said they found it really interesting. And one of them said that they were actually quite emotional about it. And they found it hard to read. Thinking about their own daughters. So, and I suppose maybe these are men who were once boys, you know, obviously. Mm-hmm. Maybe connecting those dots.
Possibly, yeah.
I don't want to speak for them. I don't want to speak for them, but you know what I mean.
In the article as well, you do mention that in certain cultures, mothers of young girls carry out really painful procedures on their daughters to flatten their chests,
yeah,
which is like a physical abuse, but they're doing it to save them from harassment, yeah, rape, from men noticing the onset of puberty. It's just such an indictment of the world that has to be done.
It is, and it's the reality of the world. There's no other, you know, we must accept that and
Has there been an increase in, like you were talking there about some of your friends who grew up with larger chests. Do you notice a lot of people now as adults, your peers, having that changed at this point?
I don't know. That's not something I've discussed. I wonder...
I know that it said in the article that the breast reductions were up 120% in 2022 from the year before.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. That might also be just a comfort thing.
Exactly. It might be. It might be back pain. So I didn't want to, I can't kind of, mm-hmm, you know, make that link. But it's possible that it is, that people are just tired out from it. I think when you go into your middle years, I suppose there is just generally less attention on you.
Yeah.
I think it's particularly for younger women who may find it difficult. But also, I know plenty of women with big chests who absolutely love their big chests.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, and they recognise the power that it brings them, and they will use that power. And that is wonderful, but it is down to their personality and their comfort and their sort of their strength in themselves. And not all young girls will have that, you know. So.
And I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but like the article is about hoping that your child doesn't have this because it will be easier for her. But say you notice as she grows into a teenager that she does, what would you say to her to try and help her to become one of those women who sees it and is able to use it as a power and not as a something that she needs to shrink away from?
I think I will do what I always try to do with her, and I will just be really open in an age-appropriate way with her and just say, you know, it looks like you do have a bigger chest, mm-hmm, and that's wonderful. And your body is beautiful, and I want you to love it and live in it and never feel the limits of it.